What is up? This is Daniel Gerner with Thought Hustle. Thank you so much for joining me today as we start off this podcast. Today I'm going to be going over a little bit about myself and my past. My goal here is to let you know exactly who I am, so that you know exactly what you are in for when you listen to the podcast. I don't want to pretend I'm someone I'm not, because that's not who I am. I suppose we can start when I was born, although that might be a little too far back. In my case, I was born a 10-pound baby. I always joke my parents didn't have to work out after I was born, because carrying me from the bedroom to the kitchen was a workout in and of itself. However, if I were to relay to you my story from there is not too much to tell, and it would take forever, and it would be really boring. I lived a pretty normal life as a kid. There were no revelations, no realizations when I was super young that I wanted to be something great. The most interesting thing that I did growing up was breeding sugar gliders. First little side business growing up. We could start with the fact that I was homeschooled, yep, all the way through school, all the way up to high school. I know, most people think that means I grew up on a farm milking cows and I didn't know how to live or interact with people in a normal way. That was not the case. I didn't wear pajamas every day. I was taught by my mom and I had plenty of social interactions growing up. Don't worry. If that is really something that you want to hear more about, feel free to leave that in a review or the comments, and we can dive deep into that topic. For now, we're going to move on because it's really not as great as it sounds. I want this entire story and the start of this podcast to be a brief autobiography, a living one that I keep continually updating. I'm really passionate about people, and I feel like this would be a great way to reach out to people. I wanted to start by being open and vulnerable so you knew who exactly who you were listening to. My friend said I should write a few weeks ago, and I was writing, and I decided that I might as well turn this into an audio experience so that people could learn from what I've done and from my past. Let's jump right into things. We can start with the fact that I always acted like I knew what I was doing. I was cocky, I was all confidence and all talk, but no walk. I was arrogant, I was always putting on a mask that because I felt like I had to be the best at everything. I'm not sure why. I had a ton of drive and I really wanted to be great. I have no idea where that drive came from, but growing up it meant that I was really loud, I talked to everyone, and I wanted to be well-liked. I had a long way to go from 16 and onward, and we're going to start from the age of 16 because before that, it was really boring. That is the age where I think you should start getting a hold of your life. However, I did not. It's a good place to start, and I think this will make it more of an inspirational story, you know, make it really podcast worthy. I don't have any stories about how I built a million-dollar business at 16 and retired at 20. This is just a normal life of a guy who is going to make it, who's going to make it to the top, and who is going to do amazing things. So, without any further ado, welcome to Thought Hustle. Here's the story of some dude who grew up in New York, homeschooled, arrogant, playing video games for as long as he could, and that is going to be my introduction of my boring self at this point. Thank you for joining me today. If you are ready to take the steps to build a better life, then keep listening, keep looking out for the next episodes, because I am going to bring you to the point where you are so comfortable and so ready to seize the day that it's not a matter of how or even if, it's when are you going to do it. Because you have the tools and the ability to do anything that you want to. The only question is, are you going to seize that opportunity? Or are you going to be like the majority of the population, hiding behind the excuses that you didn't have enough money, didn't have enough time, or you didn't have enough knowledge? Because these are only excuses that will hold you back and keep you where you are forever. Or you could be like me and decide to take the step that will lead to a better life. This is Daniel Gerner with Thought Hustle. Let's create a better life together.